Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And off we go, ladies and gentlemen, into hour number three of the Rob Brown Radio Program right here on The Fan Upstate. Welcome back, my good ladies and gentlemen. It is, as always, spectacular to have you. In the last segment of the show.
Last time on the Rob Brown Show.
We ranked our divisions in the AFC. Let's flip it over here and let's do the same for the NFC and see how those divisions shake up in our far too early divisional prognostications. Let's begin, great one, with the NFC East. Jalen Hurts and his Eagles, for half the season last year, looked like a return to the Super Bowl was inevitable. And then in the second half of the season, looks like they just completely forgot how to play football. It got real bad for Philly real quick. They made a couple of moves. You got the Washington Commanders, bum, 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 bums, which I hope that I get to drop the corny catchphrase this year because they went and got Jaden Daniels in the draft. The Dallas Cowboys are all in. They haven't done anything this offseason that I can say makes them look all in. But Jera said they're all in, so it obviously must be true. And then, of course, you've got the New York Football Giants, who decided one more ride with Danny Dimes. But they bring in Malik Nabers. They're going to pair him up. Off the opposite side of Jalen Hyatt. I like this wide receiver core. If Danny Dimes can't do it this year, I am sorry to say Danny Dimes can't do it. Rank them, Zoe. Philly, Washington, Dallas, and the G-Man.
I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to go Dallas first.
Ooh.
I'm going Philly second because Jason Kelce being gone, I think, is going to hurt them a bunch. And you talked about there already being a decline in Philly. I think, yes, he's just an offensive line, but he was more than that. And I think him being gone is a problem. Then I'm going Washington, then I'm going Giants last.
Okay. Washington and then the Giants last. So he's going big D, and he does mean Dallas, Philly, Washington, New York Football Giants. I am going to go with this sucks. I really think Washington's going to be good this year. I'm taking an over bet on Washington's record.
Do you? How much do you believe?
I am going to go Philly 1, Washington 2, Dallas 3, Giants 4th. I believe the Washington – honestly think Jaden Daniels is a rookie difference maker. Like, I think he is a rookie difference maker out of the gate.
And the fact that you said he's the best quarterback in the draft.
I do believe that.
So in order to do, you've got to, yeah, okay, all right.
This is not me trying to justify my opinion on Jaden Daniels.
It just happens to look that way. I'm just saying.
No, I think it's as much about the fact that Dallas did what Dallas did last year and have done nothing. They brought back Ezekiel Elliott. That's what they did. That's their big move. They lost Van Der Esch. So their defense is going to suffer, and they brought back Zeke Elliott.
All right, the reason why I picked Dallas to win is not that Dallas got that much better, it's just that Philly got worse, and Washington, although they are going to be improved, I don't think they're at the top yet, will be anywhere near the top yet, and the Giants are not good. So
the Giants are not good. We at least agree on number four. They have DeVonta Smith. They re-signed A.J. Brown. They do have Dallas Goedert at tight end. Have we given up on Jalen? Oh, and by the way, they got Saquon Barkley in the backfield. Now, obviously, that's all depending on whether Saquon's knees hold up or not. But if his knees hold up, dude, the Eagles have the deepest depth chart in this division. And I don't think that's a prediction. I'm pretty sure I can say that with relative confidence. I'm going to go Eagles 1, Commanders 2, Cowboys 3. This is not so much about Jaden Daniels. I really think this defense under Dan Quinn, because remember, in Atlanta, before the wheels came off in the Dan Quinn regime, the defense wasn't really the problem. It's that offensively, they sucked. They stank rank with the offense. He went and he got Cliff Kingsbury to run the offense. You don't think Cliff Kingsbury can do a little something with Jaden Daniels? I think that offense is going to surprise some people. Let's get to the NFC North. We're going to go Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit. Big one. I mean, great one. Why'd I say big one? What's wrong with me?
It's all right, man. That hurt. It was an apt description.
Because I think I was going to go big dog, but then halfway through the big dog, I remember the nickname is Great One, and then I just mashed them together.
We could just move on.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go Green Bay.
Okay.
I'm going to go Minnesota. And I'm forgetting a team.
Chicago and Detroit.
And Detroit. You know what? I changed my mind. I forgot about
it. Okay, there we go. I was worried for a minute.
Yeah, the big one really got me. I'm going to go Detroit first.
Okay.
My bad. Then Green Bay.
Okay.
Then Minnesota. Then Chicago.
Ooh. The Caleb Williams hate is real.
It's not about that. I mean, it's just, you know, we saw Green Bay improve as the season went on. Chicago, if they equal what they were last year, they're still mid. And in this case, last.
So, couple of things. Number one, top of your head, great one. Who's quarterbacking the Vikings this year? Do you remember? It's J.J. Damn McCarthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Vikings are coming up fourth in this division.
Yeah.
The Vikings are dead last in this division.
He's going to shock us and be rookie of the year. You watch, just despite us.
Dude, if he wins rookie of the year, I will eat a ghost pepper live on this show. Okay?
Not to be near the end of the show. So
I'll do it. Out the gate.
Oh, no.
Segment one.
Okay. All right.
We will struggle through it. All right? Segment one. There is no way
there's no
Hades.
You will struggle. I'll be fine.
You'll be struggling with it.
I won't, with me
over here going.
It's football season. I'll just turn your mic down and take over. It's no big deal.
Vikings are coming in dead last in this division. I'm going to go Detroit 1. I'm going to go Chicago 2. I'm going to go Green Bay 3. I'm going to go Minnesota 4.
Wow, you believe in Chicago.
I do. Do I think they should have gotten away from Matt Eberflus as the head coach? Oh, you're damn right, I do. It's true. Oh, it's damn true. They should have gotten away from Eberflus. However, they brought in a rook. And I think that one thing that got a little misconstrued, perhaps, is a good way to put it, was everybody, and I only say this because the folks on BetMGM tonight, as I make my weekly Wednesday appearances with them. The folks on Wednesdays thought that my love for Jaden Daniels meant in this ever so polarized world that we live in that obviously it means you hate Caleb Williams. Oh, no. I think Caleb Williams is going to be just fine. I think Caleb Williams is going to be very good. I think Caleb Williams has got every tool in the toolkit required to be a standout NFL quarterback. And on top of that, look at the Bears depth chart, dude. Offensively, the Bears depth chart is as good at the skill positions as anybody in the game. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift. It's as good as you can ask for. If you are going to start...
So it was just a quarterback. The quarterback is the thing that held them back last year.
No, but you added two receivers because last year, quick pop quiz, who was the second receiver on the Bears behind DJ Moore last year?
Someone who wasn't DJ
right.
Moore.
Exactly. Who is it this year? It's Roma Dunze. It's Keenan Allen. It's DeAndre Swift, who is a wonderful catcher of the football out of the backfield. It's Cole Kmet, who personally beat the hell out of my Saints last year. I think he had three tutties in that game. This is the best set of skill players in the National Football League this year. Any team. I will take Chicago's, I'm not saying QB, because again, he is a rook. And even though I think he's got all the tools to be very good, he is a rook. But as a rook, if you were going to start a rook out of the gate, giving him this set of skill position players around it, about as good as you could ask for. About as good as you could ask for, man. Texture says, what happens when Caleb Williams get hurt? Who is the backup? I mean, if any NFL team loses their starting quarterback, they're going to lose games. Any of them. There's no team, with the exception of maybe Pittsburgh, and maybe Jacksonville with Mac Jones backing up Trevor Lawrence. Outside of those teams, I do not, maybe New Orleans, because they got future first-round Hall of Famer Spencer Rattler on the bench. But outside of those three teams, there's no team that's losing its starter and going to be fine after. But the answer is Tyson Bagent, who you will remember played pretty well in the absence of Justin Fields last year when he got banged up. All right, so in the NFC North, I am going with Detroit 1, Chicago 2, Green Bay 3, Minnesota 4. To the NFC West, we go great one. We got the Rams, the Niners, the Cardinals, and the Seahawks. Put them in order.
Wow, this is hard. Niners 1.
Yep.
Now it's hard.
Yep.
The Rams 2.
Okay.
Seattle 3, I guess.
Okay. No love for Marvin Harrison Jr. and the Arizona Cardinals, huh?
Marvin Harrison Jr. would be awesome if, you know, he actually gets thrown the ball. But I don't know.
I don't think it's chalky to go with San Francisco. I mean, it is by definition chalky, but I don't think it's a bad thing to go chalk sometimes.
Well, you talked about stacked teams. They still have a stacked team.
Yep. And they got better. They are probably the only team in the first round that I thought Ricky Pearsall was a good fit for. Because they didn't need a star, but now they got a blazer on the outside. I'm going to go San Francisco 1. I'm going to go LA Rams 2. I'm going to go Arizona 3, Seattle 4. Look, it is, hello, do or die for Kyler Murray. He has got to be the best Kyler Murray this year. If it's not that, because if Kyler Murray gets cut from Arizona, I don't think that there's a lot of other landing spots out there for him. I don't think there's a lot of other spots that are going to fall. He will basically become a backup journeyman quarterback if he doesn't do something this year because they just gave him the weapons. They just gave him the weapon. They got him the best receiver in the draft, depending on who you ask. I just have a problem. James Conner's their running back. Trey McBride's their tight end. Who's behind Marvin Harrison Jr. at the wide receiver spot? Michael Wilson and Greg Dortch. This team's not very good. They're defensively going to be okay. You know what? bleep it. I'm actually moving Seattle up. I lied. I talked myself out of it. The more I think about it, the more I look at this offense, the more I think even if Kyler's good, it's still going to be a struggle.
So we have the same then.
Yep. So we're matched on the NFC West, and now we go to the NFC South. You've got the Carolina Panthers. You've got the New Orleans Saints. You've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you've got the Atlanta Falcons. Rank them up, Zoe.
All right. This is going to shock you. You ready to be shocked?
And amazed.
I would do that. Mark Ryan, I'm going to knock your socks off, but I can't do that. He discovered Meyer over
the
weekend.
You're going to burn your brownies.
Yeah, yes.
Butter your biscuits.
I am going with the New Orleans Saints first.
Are you high?
No.
Are you sure?
I will explain why. I'm going New Orleans first. I'm going Tampa Bay second. I'm going Atlanta third and going with the Panthers fourth. The reason why I'm going with Atlanta lower, because of the reasons you've been talking about all this time about someone coming off of surgery, and if that someone gets hurt again and is at Coles, then Bo Nix is a starting quarterback, a rookie quarterback. It's Bo Nix, right? Who is it?
Michael Penix Jr.
Michael Penix Jr. They're all the same to me. It's not that good of a draft class. None of these quarterbacks are going to be in the league in 4 years probably. Anyway, the rookie quarterback is going to be taking over, and I think he will struggle in Atlanta. So I'm putting Atlanta at third.
So everything I've said that you've given me crap for, you're on board with in your prediction. I like it. I like it.
You are a great influence on me. I forgot the name of the quarterback. I am sorry. I am forgetting names right and left. But again, no one in this draft class quarterback-wise stands out to me enough to be relevant in 4 years.
I am going.
And I don't need drug tested, Keegan. maybe check for CTE, possibly, but not drugs now.
I am going Atlanta 1. I'm going Tampa 2. I'm going New Orleans 3. I'm going Carolina 4. Dennis Allen sucks. It's on site. Atlanta has the best team in the NFC South. Do I think they're a 14-win team? No.
Atlanta had the best team in the NFC South last year, too.
Yes.
Yeah, and what did they do?
What did they do? Got rid of their ass head coach.
No.
Assistant.
All right.
Ain't no period on that, just ass head coach.
Okay, all right.
They got rid of their head coach. They brought in a quarterback who, while he is 36, going on 37 years old, and does have a torn Achilles, was, before said torn Achilles, as Lonzo was pointed out repeatedly, having a career year up until that point. They did go draft a rook quarterback who they are going to be able. Bo Nix. Of course, the Denver Broncos quarterback, Bo Nix, who is going to be able to sit in Atlanta for a couple of weeks.
Jaden Johnson
is not even a guy.
Yes,
that's not even a guy.
I'm well aware of it. Yes.
They go get a rookie quarterback in Michael Penix Jr. that they have earned, that they have bought some time to sit on the bench, to learn, to experience, to get better before he checks in.
Is the opposite a believer a hater?
No, I don't think so.
Because I'm not a hater of Atlanta, but I'm not a believer.
Oh, I hate Atlanta.
Yeah, I know you are, and I don't. I just don't believe in them. I never have, and I still don't believe. And Kirk Cousins turned me around just because of the documentary, but it's fading from my memory. So, and my dude gets paid.
As is the name of Bo Nix.
My dude gets paid. Yeah, it's not going to be that dude. Even if he becomes relevant, will not be relevant for 3 years.
Bo Nix?
No. Well, he's in Denver, right?
Yeah, that's why he'll be irrelevant for 3 years.
No, he'll never be relevant. He's in Denver. Sean Payton probably won't even be there next year.
You might not be wrong. Sean Payton's a fraud. I think Atlanta's good, and it kills me. It kills me on the inside. I hate a dirty bird. I hate a dirty bird so much.
You're going to be all right. They're going to disappoint. That's what they do.
I mean, listen.
I mean, you know.
When you say disappoint, let me be clear. Not me.
In the end, Tampa Bay, even though neither one of us picked them to win it, they're going to win it because they always seem to win it now.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Bake got paid. I love me some Baker Mayfield, but let's also not forget what was the X factor between Russ, Geno, and Bake. Dave Kanellis, where's that guy? That's your head coach for the Carolina
Could
Panthers.
Could be coincidence. We'll see. One thing we can agree with entirely is that the Panthers will be last.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Don't want them to be, but they're going to be.
Yeah, no, they're absolutely going to finish last. My question is, can they get a couple? Can they outperform last year?
Maybe they win last year. Three? I think it was three. So yeah. I mean, so you want them to win five?
I would like five wins this year. I think five would show me
growth.
I would
like 12 wins, but it's not going to happen.
But do you think five is impossible?
No.
Like, is five out of reach?
I mean, in division, they got a shot at that because there's disarray in places.
Oh, I don't think they're getting five divisional wins out of six games. I think they can take two. I think they can beat New Orleans at home.
NFC. Not.
I think they can beat New Orleans at home. Maybe Tampa at home. Maybe. Best bet. Carolina might win one division game. And that would be New Orleans
at
home if they get
it. And we don't know who they're – do we know what division in the AFC they're playing this year?
Oh, we've got the – yeah, we've got the
schedule reveals like Thursday, I think, isn't it?
It's coming up. Let's see. Panthers opponents in 2024. And we don't have to necessarily play the win-loss game here, but here you have it. At home, Atlanta, New Orleans, Tampa. They will be at home against Dallas again. The Giants, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Cardinals, the Bengals. They will be away against the division, and then the Eagles, Commanders, Broncos, Raiders, and Bears. They can beat the Broncos. They can beat the Raiders on their best day. They can beat the Giants. They can beat the Cardinals. And then they have to beat New Orleans at home. They can get to five. It's going to be tough. Tough sled. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, I don't really know what to talk about, but there was a big legal thing for Clemson's lawsuit. So I'll bring it up and then we'll see what happens, I guess. I'm good at this. John Blau from Post and Courier joins us in 20 minutes to talk Clemson baseball as well. It's all coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we talked about it earlier. A South Carolina court has ordered the Atlantic Coast Conference to provide their documentation about their agreement with ESPN to Clemson. That's very interesting. The unfortunate part is they also, in that same order, barred Clemson from sharing that information with the public. They have permission from this court to reject any Freedom of Information Act request over this documentation unless the ACC gives written permission, which, shocker, they're not going to, or unless another court that has, quote, competent jurisdiction, end quote, orders Clemson to distribute those contracts and that documentation, which, again, I don't think is going to happen. I think any court at that point, and again, I'm not an attorney, I'm an idiot with a microphone, but I think, based on my understanding, that any other court, out of respect to the South Carolina court that issued the documentation be given to Clemson under wraps in the first place, would say, yeah, you got to give them to any other interested party. Let's say maybe Florida State's lawyers, whatever. But I don't think they would overturn the what is effectively a gag order about this documentation. The interim confidentiality order was handed down on Friday, according to ESPN. And those documents must be turned over soon to the lawyers at Clemson to go over. Again, I've already told you what I think the biggest argument that Clemson is going to lean on is going to be. The biggest, and Florida State as well, just so we're clear. The best argument that I think Clemson is going to have and Florida State is going to have as they try to exit the Atlantic Coast Conference is the ACC did a crap job of negotiating media rights deals. The argument that the exit fee is exorbitantly high is an argument. Because it is higher than anybody else's exit fees, like, dramatically. We did the cost analysis not too long ago, and it was going to cost well north of the $84 million buyout fee by itself. The number, once you wrap everything up into it, was going to be like hundreds of millions of dollars. That is not what the exit fee was for the schools leaving the Pac-12, even though most of them left as free agents. They went into the conference transfer portal, if you will. So I agree it's high, but I think the pushback there, obviously, the argument against that in court is going to be, yeah, but you signed it. You agreed to it. The only argument, the only way that that argument is going to hold up, in my opinion, is if Clemson and Florida State, and if anybody else gets this in this lawsuit, them as well, can make the argument that effectively they signed a contract where the ACC would have guaranteed to negotiate in earnest to get the best possible deal for this team. And they're going to make the argument that the ACC did not did that. Did not did that? They did. They didn't did that.
They did not did that. They didn't even, wasn't even there that day.
That they did not do that. They're going to make the argument that the ACC kind of half-assed their negotiations to get that money. And as we have discussed, the son of a previous commissioner working at a small-time network that got ACC rights, and then he instantly got promoted to a vice president's position, is kind of a good argument, I think. Now, they would still need to find the documentation that those things were somehow connected, that there was some sort of quid pro quo agreement in place there that said, hey, if you call up daddy, And if daddy gives you the rights, then we'll make sure that you get that beautiful corner office and the keys to the company Corvette or whatever. And it may not be all that easy. I mean, they can put in all the requests for email records and text records and phone records and whatever that they want. It doesn't mean that they are going to find it. If they do, I think Clemson and Florida State they're gone. They're scot-free, man. They are scot-free at that point. I just don't know if they're going to. I don't know if they're going to be able to. And that seems like a big-time problem. So this is good for Clemson, I think. And by the way, John Blau with the Post and Courier coming up in the next segment, and we will ask him about this and his thoughts on it. John was the one that we talked to really when this lawsuit got filed back in March. And John was like, yeah, look, here's the deal. Clemson's got a lot of attorneys with eyes on this. Yeah, no surprise. No surprise. And this is this is definitively the biggest break in this story that we have had since the lawsuit itself got filed back in March. So we're not going to know what's in this agreement. It wouldn't matter if we did. Like, I've talked about how if you're a sports fan, you need to raise your voice when something's going on in the world of sports. You need to speak out when something is going on in the world of sports. The stupid baseball jerseys. Fans complain, we're switching back to the old jerseys. There is a difference between some bad jerseys on a baseball diamond and tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars potentially changing hands based on the results of what a bunch of lawyers find in this contract. And it's not just this contract. They're obviously looking at everything else. They're going to be looking through every piece of paper in the ACC HQ in North Carolina, trying to find any time that anyone anywhere said something that they could twist linguistically into the paradigm that the ACC was not acting in the most beneficial way to its schools. That's going to be the out for Clemson and FSU from the ACC. The out is going to be finding a way somehow, somewhere to prove that when it was time to earn these schools more money, the ACC just took whatever they could get and called it a day. And that's going to be a tough sell. That's going to be a tough ask. That's the best they got. And the fact that they get eyes on this agreement, because the agreement is at the heart of all of this. The fact that they get the eyes on this agreement means that over the next few days, there are going to be some very smart people who are getting paid a lot of money to ply their trade, looking through that agreement, trying to find any spot that ESPN took advantage of the ACC and therefore the schools within the ACC. And if they can find that, the world change. We'll see what happens. We'll talk more about it later. 844-326-3663. Text us 71307. Start your text with Fan on the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone at 844-326-3663. John Blau of the Post and Courier talks Clemson sports when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate Rob and the great one Lonzo with you this relatively dreary upstate Monday morning. Joining us now on the phone line, as he does every single Monday, he is a Clemson reporter covering the Tiger Athletic Department for the Post and Courier. He is John Blau here on the show. John, good morning, buddy. How we doing? How was your weekend, pal?
It was good. How was yours, Rob?
Very good. Very well. Thank you very much for asking. Appreciate it. Got a little golf in. Turns out, John, I can break this news. I still suck at golf. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
I'm sure you're still better than me because I haven't picked up a golf club since like eighth grade. So.
Don't. Your life is better for it, John. That's the conclusion I've reached. John Blau for the Post and Courier here on the Rob Brown Show. I want to get into the baseball. Good weekend. 2 out of 3 against Georgia Tech at the house. But before we do, I don't know how much you've heard about, if anything, how much you've talked about. Apparently, South Carolina court ordered the ACC to turn over documents about their agreements with ESPN that Clemson requested. It was initially rejected by the ACC when they filed the suit back in March. Now a South Carolina court has told the ACC, no, you do have to turn it over. Clemson can't tell us what's in it. They can't turn it over. No FOIA requests are going to go through on this. But it does seem like Clemson getting their hands on these documents is about the best chance that they might have any movement forward with this lawsuit. What's your take on this whole thing where it stands now?
Yeah, I mean, they requested this very early on in discovery, just because obviously the whole crux of the argument is what does the grant of rights say? What does the ESPN deal actually say? And obviously the ACC hasn't supplied copies of this to their member institutions. They've left it kind of in the office in Charlotte, and you have to go drive up to Charlotte to look at it. And so Clemson's attorneys had an idea of what was in it, but they obviously want to have a full copy of it so they can use this in their arguments. And obviously, you know, grant of rights deals seem pretty that, you know, if you sign them, you are surrendering your media rights. The ACC is obviously arguing that. Clemson is trying to take a different approach and say, well, you own our rights as long as we're in the conference. But if we're not in the conference anymore, you only own the rights to the stuff that we, you know, that you have from when we played in your conference. And so it's going to be a real you know, argument over just kind of every little word in terms of what exactly it means and what kind of arguments can you make and are they compelling. And, you know, to have the actual document is crucial for Clemson. I know you said that it can't be FOIA'd. It can be FOIA'd. It's just that the ACC has to sign off on it or a court has to approve it, which who knows what the odds of that is. Most likely none of us will ever see it. But it was obviously important that Clemson see it for them to be able to go through with this court case.
Yeah, it's interesting to me. I can't imagine that if the fact that the ACC said, hey, if you want to look at this, you got to come up to Charlotte. It's in our office. You can't take pictures. You can't copy it. All you can do is send it in office and read it and then, you know, leave with whatever thoughts you have. I can't imagine a situation in which they say, yeah, we're going to go ahead and allow you guys to distribute this thing. And I think for the ACC, John, keeping it out of the public eye is probably in the ACC's best interest, because if it does turn out that Clemson can make the argument, and Florida State, by the way, can make the argument that the ACC was not negotiating in a way that would have maximized revenue for those schools, that's really going to be the only argument that they have. So the ACC going to want to try to keep public outcry to a minimum, and this seems like really the only way they can do that.
Oh yeah, that I would think the chances of it getting out are 0.001%. You never know, though. I mean, obviously the ACC feels very strongly that the wording of it holds up. Maybe they would want the public to see what the wording actually says to kind of, you know, cast some doubt on Clemson's argument. But yeah, obviously, I think in the actual complaints that Clemson put out initially, there were huge, you know, swaths of text redacted because supposedly those reference the agreements that they believe they could potentially be trade secrets. You don't want all of that getting out there just because it could hurt you in terms of your competition, your broadcasting competition, in terms of them knowing exactly what your deal says and what you're giving schools and all that type of stuff. I could totally see the ACC not wanting it to be out there for that reason. And if they feel a little weak in terms of what the actual text says, yeah, maybe you want to keep it from people. But I don't think as a general rule a conference wants their contract out there. At the same time, you know, it is kind of crazy that, you know, a public school like Clemson and all these public schools have signed on to this deal and they can't have their own copy of it. That seems kind of nuts.
Yeah, I agree with that entirely. Has there been any, what has been, if you know, the tone of conversation about all of this behind the scenes? I mean, obviously, I know this is priority number one for Clemson. It is the same way at Florida State down in Tallahassee. But has there been any discussion about what the next couple of months might look like?
Yeah, I think for, to a certain extent, the Florida State suit is taking precedent. That one obviously started first. Obviously, you know, there've actually been a couple of hearings with that one. The Clemson one's kind of progressing a little bit more slowly. The motion for discovery with the ACC ESPN contract and an amended complaint last week were some of the first movements we had seen in a month since it had been initially filed. So I think the sense is just that this is a long way off in terms of being, anywhere near a resolution. I think right now the docket, it says, they're scheduled mediation in October, but I see them blowing right by that date. There's going to be a lot of, filings back and forth, and this is probably going to drag on for a while, especially, again, with the FSU suit going on, probably lagging behind that one. So I don't think Clemson's going to break free of the ACC in the next few months. It might be a year. Who knows, maybe two. It could be a long process. But right now it's just about, again, that they're, throwing arguments back and forth. As I see it, I think this is really just leverage. You're trying to see, how much pressure you can apply, try to get the ACC potentially to negotiate down on the exit fee. Obviously there's a stipulation, I think, in 2025 where ESPN can come in and actually, break everything up. In terms of the ACC deal, they have an option on it. So there's that pivot point as well. But I think right now, Clemson is just trying to apply as much pressure as possible and see if they can get the ACC to the negotiating table and not have to pay $500 million to get out.
John Blau from the Post and Courier is here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate talking Clemson Athletics. And that obviously that number is kind of the key, because under the exit fee is like 183 or 138, whatever it is. But when we've heard that number, $500 million tossed around, I know Florida State's tossed it around, I know Clemson's tossed it around. Can you kind of give us like a loose perspective of how that number is the number we're set on, and that's the argument, the number they're arguing against?
Yeah, so I think the exit fee itself is $140 million, which obviously is a huge number. Any athletic department's budget is probably, about $100 million a year. And so to have, the exit fee be more than that, just to get out, that's tough. But then the rest of it, where you get to $500 million, is that, again, if the grant of rights holds, and it really is that you surrender your media rights through 2036, you take what the ACC is distributing per year, which is about $40 million a year, you times that by the years left on the deal, and that gets you that extra, $500 million that could potentially cost to leave the conference. So, again, Clemson's trying to argue that, well, we don't owe you that part because you only get to keep the media rights for replays of our games from like 2016 and 2018. But if the grant of rights is as solid as the ACC thinks it is, you have to pay them back all of your media rights as well, which makes it extremely cost prohibitive.
All right, we got John Blau from the Post and Courier talking Clemson Athletics here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Let's flip it over, John, to some actual sports. Clemson taking 2 out of 3 against Georgia Tech, an 11-4 win to open it up, a 14-12 loss on Saturday, and then got it back to the right side with a 9-3 yesterday, including some very good pitching over the weekend. Give us just a general sense of this series before we get into the nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's their third straight ACC series win. They've won all three, 2-1. The offense in particular, I think, is just absolutely outstanding for Clemson. They had a little bit of a slump there midseason from the batter's box, but to score 11 runs, 12 runs, 9 runs, in those games, that's absolutely spectacular for them. The one issue was the middle game, game two. It was a doubleheader on Friday. Your bullpen gives up 11 runs in 3 innings, and so you end up losing 14-12. So I think just in terms of the general momentum of things and the way things are trending, I think getting a third straight ACC series win was important for them. They've battled through some injuries in terms of, obviously, Will Taylor's been out. He's going to be out probably till the postseason. Tristan Smith is kind of still getting his rhythm back. The lefty pitcher, after he missed a month with an ankle injury, and Aiden Kanak, again, I might be getting too much in the nuts and bolts of it, but he was off for a week at Louisville in terms of fatigue, and he comes back and pitches really well for 4 innings in the Sunday game. Mostly positive. Obviously, you hate, if you're Clemson, the middle game, the bullpen kind of blowing it there, and you lose. To win another series, I think it was a positive for Clemson.
Looking at that middle game, because you mentioned it a couple times, and that is the bullpen. You got 6 out of Ethan Darden before you had to switch over, and then you got a handful of guys that were able to go, a third of an inning, 2/3 of an inning, and that's really kind of it. Is that going to be, if Clemson finds themselves, whether it's the ACC tournament or super regionals or wherever, if they find themselves up against the wall, is back-end pitching going to be why?
Yeah, I mean, if you're taking the snapshot right now, I mean, it could be an issue, but you never know. I mean, the batter's box, they had some issues there for a couple weeks. They seem to have snapped out of that. We've seen good innings from the likes of Drew Titsworth and Reed Garris and Austin Gordon, and those are the three that gave up all the runs in the kind of the blow up against Georgia Tech. So they have guys. Again, I think Titsworth and Gordon and Reed Garris and Lucas Malmsteed came in that first game and pitched 4 2/3 innings when Tristan Smith was kind of scuffling a little bit. They have guys. It should have enough to be able to get through postseason games. In recent games, there have been some instances where the bullpen really has not been able to close things down the way you want them to. And is that concerning? Absolutely. But again, it's baseball. So, you can have, a week or two there where you're not quite pitching as well, and you find yourself later, days or weeks later. So I think it is concerning now, but it will be very interesting, with Wake Forest coming up, going on the road there to see how they perform there, because then you get a better sense of if this is really a trend or it's just kind of a bad or kind of a rough patch for the bullpen there.
John Blau covers Clemson Athletics for the Post and Courier. You can follow him on Twitter at JON_BLAU. Joins us every Monday at 8:40 to talk Clemson sports. Big Dog, I know that was a lot. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week, pal.
No problem. Thanks, Rob.
You got it. John Blau from the Post and Courier. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in we got like another minute. A couple minutes.
Yeah.
We'll talk some South Carolina baseball when we come back. Segway. That's what I'm supposed to do here. I'm good at this, I've only been doing it a couple of years now.
It's that thing where you explain what's coming up in the next hour.
Some people call it a tease. Either way.
I think it's what the boss calls it.
I think the boss calls it a tease, so we'll call it a tease, shall we? When we come back here in just a minute, the NFL has once again decided to do something that is bad for the fans. I know. It's been weird because the last couple of years, I've actually been kind of giving them credit for doing more good than bad, but they decided it's been long enough. We've done enough. We need to do something that makes it harder to be a fan. And they did. And it cost Michael Irvin his job. We'll talk about that. Bat and leadoff in the next hour of the show. If you guys want to, I can complain about baseball umpires again because they continue to show their backsides nationally. to the point I believe it is actually becoming a problem. We have got round two of the NBA playoffs underway. Cavs Celtics in the second round. We'll talk about that. Talk more about the Timberwolves and how Rob Brown acknowledges he fell asleep on Minnesota. We'll talk about that. Lonzo didn't. He's putting the one up. Acknowledge him. And we'll get into the NHL as the bunch of jerks up in Raleigh, North Carolina are now in a hole as we get through round number two of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. But before we get to any of those things, ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to sit back. If there's one in reach, go ahead and light a candle. Maybe pour a glass of red wine. I know it's early, but trust me, the sultry tones of this sports flash will be worth it.
Yeah, I'm never going to be Bill Brooks, no matter how much I want to be. South Carolina's baseball team took 2 of 3 to win a road series at Missouri. With a 9-4 win yesterday, starting Dylan Eskew was bounced after surrendering 4 earned runs in 1.1 innings. But Garrett Gainey and Connor McCreary picked up the next 6.1 with no runs allowed. Cole Messina and Blake Jackson both recorded 3 of the Gamecocks' 13 hits. Clemson baseball took 2 out of 3 against Georgia Tech with a 9-2 win at home yesterday. Aiden Kunak and Billy Barlow both hurled 4 innings, giving up 2 and 3 hits respectfully, while Cam Canarella and Jaron Purifoy both had multi-hit days. Hey, make sure you tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire, Cole Bryson and Diesel. Get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news, all Wire to Wire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.